This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hello, listeners. Just a quick reminder that you can support this podcast and all of the great podcasts at the Boardwalk Audio Network by clicking on the button on the Boardwalk Audio Network website that says support our artists. By clicking on that link, it will send you to Amazon.com. All you have to do is do your normal shopping. It costs you nothing, but we'll get a small kickback to all of the great shows here on Boardwalk Audio Network. So please help us out by clicking that button so we can keep great shows coming to your ears. Welcome to I Will Watch Anything Once. I'm your host, Mark David Christensen. Now, in my mind, there's always the dream that this podcast would be so big that people would be demanding a live show. Well, that hasn't happened yet, but that's okay, because this episode for this week is actually a bonus episode, and it was the first ever live episode of I Will Watch Anything Once. But the twist was, it wasn't live in real life, it was live in virtual reality. That's right. We went on to the VR world and hosted a live show with two great guests. So this is the audio from that episode. Be aware that at the top, you're going to be able to actually hear some of the audience that was in VR with us. Give it a little more patience on the audio. It will quiet out a little bit. The people will actually will be less vocal and just listen and engage as me and my guests discuss the movie of this episode. But it was a lot of fun. Hopefully there will be more VR live shows, and hopefully maybe this podcast will blow up and become popular enough that there will actually be an in-person live show one day where I get to screen movies and then talk about them. That'd be awesome. So if you think that would be a cool thing for this podcast, then please go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review, and tell all your friends, family, and your enemies about this great podcast. But enough of that and me plugging the importance of you telling the world about this. Let's get to this great episode, which has two wonderful guests. I have one returning guest and one new guest to the podcast who will hopefully soon return to have her own solo episode, Will Hines and Mary Holland.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming out to this live virtual reality episode of the podcast.
This is so weird.
This is strange.
Hi, everybody. Hi, guys. 533-518.
I can't wave, so I'm going to select an emoji.
Yeah, Mary.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
She does not have hands.
Oh, how'd you emoji? I want to emoji.
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, shoot. I just did it too.
It's near your triangle.
I'm glad to have you both here.
So we're just going to jump right in. We just watched The Lawnmower Man from the 1990s. I originally picked this because Josh reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to try your podcast in virtual reality? I was like, why not? And I'd never seen the movie, Lawnmower Man. And I was like, of course we have to do a virtual reality movie, right? If we do our episode.
Sure.
And neither of you had seen this movie like me until today, right?
That's correct.
That's right.
It's going to be spoilers. I got to leave.
And it was insane movie. Let's just jump right into it. Has anybody in the audience out there seen this movie prior before?
It's a spoilers thing. Yes. I've seen it. It's a classic. Okay.
It's a classic.
We're going to spoil the movie, definitely. We're definitely going to spoil it. So if you haven't seen it,
Citizen Kane,
and you're interested in seeing it, you probably definitely want to not listen, but we're going to spoil the entire movie.
But even in how you talk about it, I don't know. that we could even fully describe in words what happens in the movie. So,
we could describe in terms of effects. Effects like this happen in the movie, and like what I'm doing now. Like, this room is about the technology of the virtual world in the movie, right?
Yeah, I would
think
so.
This isn't far off. I mean, it's a less trippy version.
Yeah, it's definitely less trippy than the movie itself.
Hi, Landon.
The movie's had a lot of that, like, early special effects that I remember seeing when, like, on PBS and stuff, they would do, like, tests run. There'd be, like, silver objects always. It had a lot of that.
Well, yeah. I wanted to bring up. My dad used to have a Laserdisc player, and there was this one Laserdisc that I used to watch over and over again. I think it was called Beyond the Mind's Eye. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
But it looked just like that. It was scenes from when he was in the virtual reality in Lawnmower Man. So when I was watching the movie, I was like, oh my God, I watched all this, you know, I watched these scenes, and it was set to like weird music. I don't know. Everybody should go Google it at some point. I wonder if it's still out there.
I
read on the Wikipedia page, Beyond the Mind's Eye took footage from Lawnmower Man that we saw, and they used it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
there were exact sequences from Lawnmower Man.
So you've seen that?
I remember seeing the Mind's Eye
in the
90s.
You've seen it, Will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did the Mind's Eye have like a silver Tyrannosaurus Rex in it at any point? Because I remember seeing something similar to this. The way
Dave,
it looked in
what
this
are
movie.
You talking about? What are you saying? So
I'm crazy. But oh my gosh, how do we start talking about this movie and breaking it down?
Can we just give a general premise overview for people?
Yeah, for anybody out there that hasn't seen it before. Essentially where the story begins is they're using virtual reality to create like weapons, right? Like out of chimpanzees. And that's Pierce Brosnan's character is using that technology to make them intelligent.
Using virtual reality to increase the intelligence of like it helps the brain evolve somehow.
By sending it symbols. Eventually because the ape or the chimpanzee becomes erratic and it tries to escape, they kind of like put a halt on his experimentation, but then he starts doing it himself with a very slow-minded lawnmower man who
like mows the lawns of his house and the house next door, and he like is looking at him out the window one day and it's like, he's perfect, I'll just continue my experiments at home with him.
Yeah, he's a learning disabled man, and I'll use my experiments to make him smart.
Yeah, it's very much like Flowers for Algernon, but they're using virtual reality instead of the weird stuff they do in that.
Who out there has seen Flowers for Algernon?
Anybody out here seen Flowers for Algernon?
Oh yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. Or read it, or read the book. Read the book. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a book.
It's a heartbreaker. Flowers for Algernon. It's a heartbreaker. Mary, have you read it?
Yes, I've read it. I haven't seen. There's a movie of it.
It's called Charlie. Yes.
I haven't seen the movie. Yeah. Oh. No, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, I've never seen the movie either. I saw clips, I think, in elementary school. I think they showed us part of the movie for elementary school. That's all I remember. But I never really – but it won an Oscar, I believe. Like, the main actor, I think, won an Oscar.
Yeah, Cliff Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's essentially what happens is he starts to get intelligent, but then he becomes super intelligent, gains superpowers, and then starts wreaking havoc on everybody that treated him badly, and then he decides to become a ringtone.
yeah.
That's all it always. Well, I thought it was so interesting. I'm a big Stephen King fan. Did you drop something?
Can someone yell for Brett keys? For me? My headphones came undone.
Has anybody seen? What was I going to say? Oh, or is anybody here a Stephen King fan?
Yeah, I am.
Big. Woo! Woo! Me too. I am too. And I haven't. Who here has like? Is it a short story?
I'm just gonna not move around.
Well, no. I read about this, Mary. It's not a Stephen King story. There is a Stephen King story called The Lawnmower Man, and the studio had the rights to that story, but they also had the script for the movie we saw, which was called Cyber God, and they just put Stephen King's story name on it, changed one of the dudes to a lawnmower man's profession, and so it's got nothing to do with the Stephen King story at all.
Oh, really? So it's got nothing to do.
No.
Oh my gosh, I didn't.
The Stephen
know
King
that.
Story is about a guy who hires a lawnmower man, and the lawnmower man, the machine runs itself, and he eats the grass that spits out of the machine, and it turns out he works for the Greek god Pan, and then they murder the person who hired them as a sacrifice. That's the story.
What the fuck?
That is completely.
Nothing
that's
to do
so
with
nothing to
movie.
Do with it.
Am I right, Shane? You need that.
God, I'm so glad you did your research, Will.
Yeah, I didn't do my research. I love it when my guests do research because I never do.
You know what's interesting about this movie? It's like Lumber Man is definitely a bad movie. The effects are hilariously dated. They were probably dated 2 weeks after the movie came out. They were probably cool for like 5 days, and then they were out of date.
Right. Like
some new Pentium chip came out on the Wednesday after the movie came out and immediately outdated the movie.
Pentium chip. Yeah. New Pentium chip.
Yeah, that's a time-appropriate reference. I got this.
I know. I just think it's so funny. Okay, keep going.
It's okay. I think it's kind of like almost like a really good movie. Like parts of it, even with all the weird effects, I was kind of into it. But then somebody would say something so stupid, and I would just get taken right out.
Right.
Like every five or six lines, somebody says something insane.
Yeah, the dialogue is very terrible.
Yeah, it sure is. And what one thing that really took me out of the reality of it was was how much people just smoked, which sounds like such a dumb thing to say.
Pierce Brosnan is he smoking in bed,
which I don't believe for a second. And maybe that's I don't know. I had a hard time. And even like in a meeting, he's like having a meeting with his superior at whatever this virtual government reality industry is. Yeah, and he's just sitting there smoking, and I'm like, that wouldn't. But of course it would, but it's just hard for me to buy into seeing it now in this time period.
That's really the most unbelievable part of the movie.
Honestly, it is.
He's a classy gentleman. I don't believe he'd be that rude.
Someone put their hand up.
Yeah, Smooth Dog did.
Smooth Dog, where are you, Smooth Dog?
He's in the table over here.
Did you have a question for us?
Or nope, how do we hear their around. Questions? No, he says no. Well,
Dave, you said something interesting, which was that a lot of the movie is the lawnmower man, this guy wanting to be in the virtual reality and rule the world from there. But because the effects are so bad, it's like a really lame world. Like,
yeah.
Why would you want to live in a world that is basically like a screensaver, you know, for Spyro Gyra smooth jazz music?
Yeah, you're pointing out too, he becomes a superhero and he has all these cool, like, very cool powers.
Telekinetic powers.
Yeah. He's basically like Carrie, but Carrie's like, I'll be on the internet.
Yeah. And it's like, then we just don't have to answer our phones if we figured you out. Just get offline.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything to you. Like, he really put himself in a corner. He limited himself by getting online. Just saying.
He did. just so bizarre trying to do a podcast where I can't see your faces. I can't.
Yeah, it is very odd.
It's
pointing out. Like, this is our first time, Mary. It's your first time doing virtual reality, right?
Yeah.
And then, Will, have you done this before?
No.
Well, I mean, I came here and demoed it for the first time about a month ago, and I get the idea of it in the sense of like connecting us with all these people around the world.
Dave, I gotta say your stage presence is great. And look at you in VR.
Oh yeah, you're doing
hands.
A lot of presentation
you're
work.
Stage. You're like doing great. I feel like you know.
Hey, you're getting a lot of applause. Oh man. Look.
And Mary, you're one of the most dynamic performers I know, but right now you can't move your hands.
I can't move my hands.
It's what you bring to the table.
Oh. But isn't that one of the characters in your show is somebody who can only move her arms, and ironically you're trapped now without being able to move your arms.
And Will, people say your intelligence makes you feel like you're hanging out with a robot, so I understand the image you chose.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I love this guy. This guy's great. This is my true form. So yeah, that dude.
I did.
Know what I'm talking about. Okay. He looks like me.
How could? Has anybody here read Ready Player One? I was thinking about that a
yes.
lot.
Oh, freaked out about it.
I love that. It's an amazing book.
Oh my god.
Who's saying it's an amazing book?
Who's saying it's an amazing
CT,
book?
Is that you?
Up here.
Oh, up here?
What their names are.
Gabe, right here, up on. He's floating.
Oh, Gabe, up here. Oh, yeah, you're floating. Oh, yeah, no, it's okay. Don't feel any.
How's Gabe get up there?
Oh, there we go.
How did Gabe fly?
Advanced settings. It's a
I want to get up there.
Program called OpenVR Advanced Settings, and I can adjust my space.
And oh, my God. Look at you.
You mean that even in VR, there's know-it-alls?
Hello, Gabe.
Yeah. I mean, if I wanted to, I'm not going to, but I could adjust my space to be on the stage with you guys. But I'll leave that to you.
No, how dare you?
I'm sorry.
But how respectful,
sir.
He could. But you were saying, Mary, you read that book.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, yes. Have you guys read that book? David, have you read Ready Player One? I was thinking about that a lot while watching that movie about how I mean, obviously it wasn't successful in this movie, but how the reality that you can live in virtually is so much better than anything that's the actual reality around you, and like how you would go about live, like even in the devices he would like be floating on when he's in the virtual reality world. Like he has this like weird like recliner chair that, you guys, I'm doing great gestures with my arms. I know no one can see.
But it's like a box. He's like laying down. Can you see me? Am I doing it? Kind of like what he was doing. Like it's
like that.
It's like a bot, like, or what? Not the Bob said. What's the one that's the singular?
A luge.
A luge. It's like he's on a bit of a, like a luge, but facing forward. That's what it sort of looked like to me. And it looked limited.
I have a question. What was it about Ready Player One that was like so compelling? I loved it too, but why? Everyone loves that book. What is that? What's so magic about Ready Player One? Can we call on them?
Anybody?
Wolf Girl, can we call on you?
Yeah, can we call?
Wolf Girl, would you like to speak?
Yeah.
Do we have the powers?
What did you have something to add to this? We'd love to hear from you.
I wonder how we can hear her. Yes,
oh, this is what a class war. Like, we're not allowed to hear the voices of the proletariat.
Well, we should be able to hear Gabe. Just like Gabe, we should be able to hear Wolf Girl.
But Gabe has some weird advanced VR superpower.
No, that's the I just have the vibe, so I've got the
can I unmute
my
her?
Headset that I'm using.
Maybe she doesn't have a. I'm gonna send a hello to her via text.
Oh, maybe she doesn't have a headset.
Yeah, that could be it.
All right, I'll try to guess why you love Ready Player One. Is it emotions or plot?
So that book too.
No, you're nodding your head.
Read it,
is it okay? I don't know. Is it?
Oh, just, I think you're cutting out.
She's looking down.
Yeah, Wolf Girl, don't be so sad. Oh my God.
Oh no. It's the plot. God. Oh my God. What did we do?
Oh no.
Oh no. So you like the plot of the book, Wolf Girl? Yes.
Oh,
yes.
There we go. She does. She does.
How about like 80s references? Like there's tons of like references to weird 80s.
I really like that about the book.
No, you don't like that.
I love
that. She doesn't like that.
She didn't like that.
She doesn't like it. I'm not a big nostalgia fan, so it doesn't – I've never went to pick the book up simply because I'm not a huge fan for nostalgia. I want new stories a lot of times.
Well, yeah, but I think what's interesting about how Ready Player One – now we're just talking about Ready Player One. But I think what's interesting about what they do with – not necessarily like, I don't think it's for nostalgia. I think it's this interesting world where the technology is so advanced that these like ancient video games, the first video games, become these relics and this specialty that you can, become an expert in. And, oh, someone's breathing very heavily.
oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez. It's really rude. I'm like trying to talk.
I don't think it was
but no, I think that's what I enjoyed about it in Ready Player One was that it was sort of like a, you know, you're really good at this technology that was the around for all this advanced technology. I don't know. It didn't strike me as totally for nostalgia's sake.
Oh, that's good because it's sort of
got a Hunger Games element where like the underdog can use his ability to sort of win this contest above all these rich kids and superior people. He's just, you know, the chosen one can defeat everybody. That's kind of satisfying to read about. Like Harry Potter meets Hunger Games, sort of.
Okay. It sounds like it also has a little bit of The Last Starfighter in there. Because they test him on the video game.
For sure.
Oh, cool. Somebody agreed. Yeah, so I can get why it would be popular. I think I just haven't picked it up because I've heard of so much of only the references, not the story. Like, I don't know anything about
it. It's right up your alley. You would love it, Dave.
Do you have a copy of it I can borrow?
Yeah, I do. Right here. Here, I'll beam it into your brain. I will beam it into you.
Oh, now I'm becoming a ringtone. You're turning me into a ringtone.
It'd be funny if by the end of this podcast we were all corrupted and wanted to be gods just like Lawnmower Man. Like this expanded our we instantly give up on humanity and are just like, we shall rule.
That's a good question. So this guy ends up in the virtual reality. How long could you think you could stay in here? Like right now.
Three more minutes.
Three more minutes
and Will's out.
No. Oh,
I know. Wolf girl. I'm only kidding.
We lost
Wolf girl. I'm only kidding. Oh, no.
It's okay.
She's back, baby. Oh, no.
Oh, no. New dog is sad, too.
She teleported.
Faye's happy.
I could really see myself being just hanging out here. Like, especially if we could talk to each other. Like if we could hear all
talk to everybody.
Everybody. Do like a nice open forum about about the movie.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I really want to call in. I think I could hang out here. Especially too if I could live in if I could like spend time in like a nice house. I think I could be there for hours just reading in a nice house. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Your quiet place.
Like you would read? You'd just read in virtually?
I'd sit in a nice cozy living room where there's a fireplace because I don't have a fireplace in my real place that I live. And I'd just sort of cozy up with a nice book. That seems like a good use of that virtual reality space.
I'm immediately thinking that virtual reality is a way that you give to the if you're in a power position, you give virtual reality to a lower class to make them feel like they have things when they actually don't, and you keep them under your thumb. I immediately went there. you said, she's like, well, I can't have a fire house, but I have a virtual.
No, exactly. I think that would. I think you could really, market it that way. Gabe is raising his hand. Gabe.
Yes, Gabe.
What about an Inception-style VR? Like, you're there. You can build, like, just from your mind. You don't have to use controllers or anything. You just build. kind of.
I think that sounds fascinating.
Oh yeah. That's fun. Inception VR is more fun than Lawnmower Man VR.
Yeah,
to live in, you could probably
increase your intelligence. I think if you had tools like that, I think you could actually increase your intelligence. Like that premise then makes sense to me, that you could, like, because you have access to, I don't know,
objects
and things you can move.
Well, there's exercise. Whoa. There's exercise via the game Drunken Bar Fight.
What's that?
What?
There's exercise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a game called Drunken Bar Fight. And
Jim said that.
Yeah, it's actual exercise because you have to beat up people more than a dozen. Well, I got through about six, but it's virtual punching or, you know, a fight. It's called Drunken Bar Fight. Anyway, example of you can have exercise while you're doing it. So.
Oh. Right.
I mean,
For example, yeah, he's right, because right now you guys are sitting at desks, right, Will and Mary?
Yes.
I'm completely mobile right now. Like, I can walk around without my controllers.
Where'd you get that?
Because they stuck me in a room. Because they're like, you're going to be a good host and you need to be walking around. But like, I have limitations, like, and I can walk around, and the VR will tell me if I'm like the parameters that I can walk, so I'm safe, not hitting walls. But so yeah, you could exercise. Like, I could start running in place right now and you guys wouldn't know until my breath, you start to hear it in my breath.
Oh, weird.
No, I could see you bouncing up and down.
Oh, you can see that?
No, you're doing a thing.
How can Wolf Girl? There you are again.
Where's Wolf Girl? Oh yeah,
I really want to talk to you.
You can. I sent her a text. You can send a text.
I did too, but I haven't heard anything back from her.
I did too.
So back to the Lawnmower Man. I think it was. I realized while watching it, Job, the main character played by Faye. What's his first name? John? Is it John Faye?
Yeah.
I realized while watching it, his main outfit when we first meet him, when he is a dullard and not smart and wanting to take over the world, is he's wearing overalls and a yellow shirt. And I realized that's the exact same costume in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
When they make fun of him. They do the whole going full retard whole bit.
Yeah.
I had no clue that's where they were taking
it from.
Whoa.
Yeah, that in Tropic Thunder, Ben Stiller's learning disabled character is super based on Lawnmower Man before VR. It was so funny to realize that. And in Lawnmower Man, you would think, oh, in Tropic Thunder, he looks silly, but here in Lawnmower Man, it'll make sense. No, it looks like it's a parody in Lawnmower Man.
Yes, it does.
Lawnmower Man is dated, like, in three ways. Everybody smokes, the VR is 1992 technology, and learning disabled are portrayed like no one's ever going to care how you portray them.
Yeah. But then, like,
I was just gonna observe also another part of Job's character life is that he, like, lives in this little garden shack behind a church, and every now and then the priest of the church will come back into the garden shed and beat him with a belt.
Oh yeah,
it's like this element of Job's life that I you know, then it makes sense, like, when he gets revenge and everything at the end. But
most of the murders are like somewhat emotionally justified, like you understand why he's mad at the person or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
True of everybody.
And there's a lot of abuse. Like, abuse was a theme too. The neighbor, the domestic abuse of the neighbor hitting his son, and Job getting beat all the time.
Is the kind of
struck me as a very Stephen King.
Yeah, very like Carrie, like the neglected.
Yes, exactly.
Kid
abusive, religious abuse. Yeah.
Oh, big time religious abuse. And then he becomes God, which is crazy. Like, that, at least he thinks he's becoming a God inside the virtual world.
Right.
It's the only way to rebel against religion, guys, is to become a God yourself.
Yeah, if this movie were made like with 10 times the budget and a director who had more patience, it could be like this masterful essay on like technology and religion, and instead it's like real cool mind's eye graphics.
No.
And that's it's like the best mind's eye video that I could be made.
What were you going to say, Mary?
I would be curious. I was just going to say, I would be curious if they tried to make the movie now, like what,
so you bring
how
that up.
Different
right
and amazing
before we started
it would
recording
be.
This, Brett sent me a link, and they're making now a new TV series based on this film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whoa, really?
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah.
What?
I don't know any of the details.
What are they?
I don't know all the details. It was like an announcement, like kind of article saying that there's a pilot possibly on its way, kind of thing. I heard
Dolly Parton's doing it.
Oh, cool! I love it.
That's not true. That's not true.
She's gonna make a
Dolly
ride
Parton is not
world?
Making Lawnmower Man. She does like a real family-friendly, folksy, Christian, pro-Christian Lawnmower Man.
Yes. Yeah,
I think you could go further with it and actually explore the idea, especially with the current resurgence of virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the Matrix might have made this movie permanently uncool.
And Will, you said the Matrix was made 7 years after this movie, which blows my mind.
Just how much the effects got better.
The difference in quality. Oh my God. It's like it feels like 20 years have passed between the two, but it was just 7 years. It's crazy.
Will became a human.
Excuse me.
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh.
I just feel like doing that. Yeah.
I think it is very insane how quickly the technology grew off of something from this that was seemed so limited. And then, but also it goes to say that like it's a better story told. Matrix kind of gets the idea across of a digital world that you're manipulated in,
right?
Much clearer, and even like
the digital where the digital world looks like the real world. Like I think that's where.
Yeah,
if the
Matrix was made with Lawnmower Man graphics and like. Keanu Reeves is in that 8-bit world and somebody comes and goes, this world's fake. And the audience, you'd be like, yeah, it's obviously fake.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. I'd like to remake The Matrix with Lawnmower Man effects. I know Kung Fu and his Kung Fu is just like...
Yeah, just like, hey, yeah.
That's right, Gabe. Pretty good.
That's a great idea. Will.
Yeah.
Will, you should write that.
The red pill or the blue pill, and they're just like squares.
Everybody's like, you didn't realize, and like our chosen one didn't realize.
I can't believe it. That world was fake.
It's a great parody. I think
those robots are so stupid.
In Lawnmower Man, along with what we were saying about the costuming for Job, there's other bit of silly costumes throughout, and one of the biggest ones that pointed out was when they show the abusive father live next door, his introduction really in the movie, he drives up and he gets out of his car, but he's clearly they're trying to convey that he's a construction worker, but they make him like get out of his car, his domestic car, not even a construction car, wearing a hard hat. And it's like, who the hell leaves the construction site with their hard hat?
I'm going to change my avatar one more time.
It's so hard to drive in. Oh, gosh.
It's so silly.
Be changing mine.
No, it's okay. I'm just having fun.
Yes, I've been thinking a lot recently about those storytelling elements, like how in movies and TV shows you can show story elements versus having
having them be exposition. And there were so many ham-fisted moments in this movie of like, well, let's show that he's got, you know, that his dad's a construction worker. And we also got to show, you know,
he's bad.
Yeah. How can we, he's bad. So how can we, we'll just have him hit his kid.
Just hit his kid immediately. Yeah. Every time we see him, he's hitting his kid.
Just slapping his kid right in the face.
Every time we see the priest, he's like, Job, and he like grabs his belt like every single time. Also, Pierce Brosnan like out loud says his story points all the time. My purpose is to educate, not to make weapons. Like I've never once said to somebody, my purpose is.
That's horrible.
And unless you're trying to shop for cleaning. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm very bad at this, I'm realizing, because I'm used to like going off of more of a visual cue that you're like your thought is done, and this is so verbal that I'm like, I'm hesitant to speak up.
You're doing great.
I'm curious about the people in the audience. I just have a question.
Yeah, let's go.
Does everybody here? Spend a lot of time in virtual reality? Like, are you guys real comfortable with it? Give me some applause.
Somebody in the back here, over here. Oh, wow, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Give us, raise
this
your hand.
This must be so frustrating to watch.
Yeah, to watch us. I want to
take that mold. You guys are like experts at warp here. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Oh, the Beatles over here.
Yeah, they have the Beatles version. You're right. Right over here. And the other one has a Nirvana cover.
Oh, I love it.
And Jimi Hendrix.
Great.
Whoa! Tanner above me. I want to do a raise of hands with the audience. Who stayed in virtual reality over 5 hours? By the raise that hand emoji. Over 5 hours. Okay, couple, great, Gabe. Okay, how about, have you been in virtuality over 10 hours or more? Raise your hand. You sat in virtual reality for ten hours or more.
But is that a game? Are they playing a game, though?
I'm assuming
you're playing a game. I feel like. Are you reading a good book in a cute living room? Because that's what I would do.
The sound is stereo. Like when I'm over here, Mary, you're in my left ear, and then when I'm over there, you're in my right ear.
That's crazy.
That's kind of cool.
Because I don't know if I could stay in here for that long, as much as some of these people that are like novice, like very skilled in here. But again, I guess it's game.
Well, if you're like in a world of, do they have World of Warcraft or that kind of game in virtual reality?
I don't know. I've only played games. Gabe says no. Games are like our.
No, and someone's very sad about it.
Faye is not happy about that.
Faye, do you play World of Warcraft?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Okay.
Great. And you're sad that they don't have a virtual reality.
Very sad.
Version.
I'd love to see
How far away are we, though, from that becoming a reality? Like a game like World of Warcraft, but in this kind of realm. How far away are we?
What do you think, Faye? You think it's coming up?
They're working on it. I know that they have a few MMOs that are coming out, but I don't know if it's anything.
Okay.
They would need to have so many.
Because I think the more that became like, I'll be honest, as dumb as some of the Lawnmower Man was, if you could have, like, you know, at the very end where he's like his god form, if I could move around like that, you could probably get me stuck in here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
At one point, he did like a cool like no move. I thought that was fun.
Yeah. I would. I could definitely see myself. I once played Tetris for like an entire afternoon, and that was Tetris. So I can imagine if you're able to like be in a whole world.
and play a game. Yeah. I could totally, or Oregon Trail, you know.
Why am I saying I wouldn't spend 5 hours here? Like, I spent 5 hours playing the dumbest iPhone games.
Right.
That's very true,
We've probably been here 5 hours. Like, I don't know why I'm acting like my bar is so high for what my pastimes are.
Yeah, very true. I mean, I haven't played video games in a long time, but I look back, like, when I used to, I would spend hours up late just trying to complete, like, a level, and now I just kind of gave that up. I haven't played a video game in a long time. Do either of you still continually play, like, pretty traditional video games?
Nah.
I don't, but I downloaded did anybody here play Seventh Guest? Anybody here? Seventh Guest?
I remember that? Seventh Guest.
Yeah.
It's the puzzle game, right?
I loved that game. Yes. Yes, they have it. I downloaded it for iPhone and tried to play it, and it's just impossible on iPhone. Someone's got their After X Death has their hand raised. No.
He's doing something else.
He says
After
no.
X Death is, he's doing something else.
But yeah, I don't really play them anymore. But I could also see myself really getting addicted to it, though. You know, especially if I had a virtual reality. Oh man, I would love to just hang out in
there. I think if you could do like an escape room, like kind of thing inside the virtual reality, that would be a lot of.
That's
fun.
That's a great idea. Have you done one of those, Dave?
I've done one. I did it with Will. My first time was actually with Will.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
Why wasn't I invited? What? You guys must have had a great time.
We were like, who else should we bring? We were like, I can't think of anybody. I guess it'll just be you and me.
That's really expensive, too, to just do it with two people.
They're really fun.
Has anybody
done one, Mary?
Anybody out there done an escape room?
Oh, I love them. Anybody here done an escape room?
Right.
Smooth dog. Of course, he did. You're a smooth dog. Anybody else done an escape room?
Faye, have you done one?
No,
you should. You think if you like
it's very
Warcraft,
fun.
I think you'd like it.
Is everybody here? Does everyone here live in LA or from all over? Everybody's from everywhere. Is that right?
Where are you from?
Is anybody here not from Los Angeles?
Norway.
Who's from Norway?
Alucci?
Norway.
Yeah. No? I'm from the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Wait, who's saying that? Who is saying that?
I think that was Luce. You called him out.
Alucci?
Oh, she's right in front.
Alucci, right here.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Norway. Oh, man.
Awesome. Gabe, where did you say you were from?
Over up in Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
By lakes.
This is so incredible. Smokey, where are you from? Smokey's building something.
Smokey.
He's making the shape of his hands. Anyway, the escape rooms are great. I don't know where they have them all, but it's basically you get locked in a room with like 12 people, and some of whom are strangers, and you have to solve a series of puzzles to get out of the room, and you have to work together. Oh, Will, you look great.
Yeah, how's it going? Thank you.
This is the best you've ever looked.
This is the best you've ever looked.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you, yeah.
But it would be fun. A virtual reality escape room is a great idea. I think that'd be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, I think it would be really a lot of fun. There's a lot of puzzles that you could put in here. And it would probably have different aspects and different things to do since you'd play within the realm of virtual reality.
You guys are great.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, buddy. That's very nice of you to say.
Yeah. I want to talk more about the movie, but I just don't know what to talk about because it's just such a funny, terrible movie.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's a tough movie.
Gabe,
actually do have an escape room like demo. I know for like the Steam users, but I can't remember the name of the actual app. Like you actually have to go through stuff, pick up, move items, but they do have a VR escape room experience.
Oh, cool. That's amazing. Great to know.
Love it.
So if that gets popular, there's going to be more and more.
I'll say this about Lawnmower Man. I thought that actor who played Lawnmower Man was cast for how well he did the God version and not so much for how he did the dumb version. Because he was pretty good once he became like a total evil. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I thought he was pretty good when he was just like.
Did either of you guys watch Lost?
Yeah,
no.
3 seasons.
He's in Lost. That actor's been around for a long time. He's the pilot.
He's in Lost?
He's a character in Lost eventually. And there's a TV show. He's been on a bunch of TV. He had another TV show, and I wish I could. I mean, I wish I had quick access to IMDb in here. That would be great. That would be great in virtual reality to have access to that.
To IMDb.
Yeah, I wish I had an iPhone in here that I could, like.
Yeah.
Or a wallet. I wish I loved it. Buy a drink.
Pierce Brosnan, as we said, he's very young and handsome in this movie.
I'm young and handsome.
Oh, she said that.
Very young and handsome. Eric?
Is that David? You single and handsome?
I'm actually open up IMDb right in front of your face.
Really?
That's right. Yeah. Run a computer.
You
and hit web.
Oh, wow.
Thank God for you.
Without taking your headset off.
Yes, I've got it. Okay. I'm Googling. And I'm Googling.
Oh, Mary, it looks like you're doing it like inside your head.
Yeah, it looks like you're...
You're like a robot who's just internally connected. Yeah, you're like 11.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Okay.
What's up?
Hi. What's up? I wanted to let you guys know I'm officially the first guy to get glitches and set up my own mod menu for Outspace. So, any patches that are done, I could easily just get up on the stage right now with my mod menu.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Really
kidding
you now,
that must be nice. David? Or Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, I have a question for you, Chris, in the audience.
Yeah.
Is there a way I could take a screenshot of what I pull up on the web? Or no? Probably not. I just want you guys to see what I typed in IMDb. It looks insane. Okay.
I'm on a Gear VR, so that'd be a question for somebody with.
Okay. I can't believe I didn't realize that I could pull up this. You guys can't see my little menu, right? Because I'm in IMDb right now.
No, I can't see it.
Okay, this part just made me love VR.
For Google.
The fact that I'm doing this right now, I'm never leaving. Bye.
Menus. Hi, Mary.
Well, hi, Will. And Dave, this is your first time. This is your first time hosting the show in VR, right? Or have you done that before?
No, this is very much me going, I don't know what I'm doing. I like podcasting. Now let's add this element.
Yeah.
Hello.
I normally never look up the facts. Jeff Fay. I said John Fay. It's Jeff Fay.
I was pretty disturbed, and this is, I guess, just true of the 90s and the 80s, but, can you hear me?
I can hear you still.
I was pretty disturbed at all the sex scenes were really upsetting. They, like, I don't think anybody ever actually has sex in satin sheets. I can't imagine anybody ever really does that.
It reminded me of MacGruber.
MacGruber. I've never seen MacGruber, so I don't know it. There's a big silk seat scene in it.
There's like a sex scene in MacGruber where it's like in satin sheets and there's like this 80s ballad playing and it's like half slow motion. Then they do a hard cut to no music, no slow motion, just gross humping. And it like is super funny. And Lawnmower Man had the kind of sex before they cut out the music.
I can't think of anything worse than being sweaty in satin sheets. and also trying to
maneuver.
It'd be terrible. But yes, I think, I don't know, that his hair was, it was all really unattractive.
Oh yeah, you I found really him to be very that hair.
His hair, like when he was sort of the not smart version of himself, his hair was bad, but it's like, okay, he's like kind of a, you know, that's fine. But then when he gets self-smart, his hair, this like gross straw, like dyed blonde hair gets sort of swept back in this awful mullet. And I think we're supposed to think, wow, he looks great. And he looked more disgusting. Like I was more repelled by him.
Oh yeah.
I like when he was just mowing his lawn with his shirt off at one point, like when, and I also like how the widow next door only thinks about sex. The widow has sex in her mind at all times. That is the only thing we know about her, is that she wants to have sex with everybody she sees.
I mean, it really makes sense to me. Yeah, it makes sense to me that this movie was a combination of two different, totally different stories versus being one very clear story. It really, like, it's so disjointed, and so there's so many elements that, like, are unexplained or, like, we don't get into really.
Stephen King sued them to take his name off it. They initially released it as Stephen King's The Lawnmower Man, but he sued them because it had nothing to do with his story. And the settlement was that they had to pay Stephen King $10,000 a day plus all profits made for the movie until they took it off. And then they finally took it off. And then when they released the home video version, they put the name back on. And he sued him a second time, and they took it off. That's funny.
Oh, my God.
The version we watched today had his name on it.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Let's call him up.
Explain
let's get
that, Will.
Going again.
That's so bananas. I feel like, though, a lot of... Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like a lot of Stephen King's, a lot of his stories or novels, some of them get adapted into really cool horror movies, and then some of them, like, I feel like Thinner was a little cheesy. Does anybody remember?
Yeah.
They have a very made-for-TV movie feel to them.
Yes, but... When you read his writing, I mean, it's so, that's when I was watching Lawnmower Man, I was thinking, I would love to read the story version of this, because I bet it's like,
so like good,
so cool and, you know, fleshed out.
Pet Sematary is a much better book than a movie.
Right.
I never saw It. I've heard that It was really scary, but I never saw it. The TV movie It.
Yeah, I've only seen clips of it. That's all I've seen.
Yeah.
Well, Lucci has seen it.
Lucci, did it scare you?
Lucci has seen it.
How do I get... Does anybody know my menu? I've somehow got my menus behind me. Is some way I could get them in front of me?
Oh, I don't know how, because I could just turn around and look at mine when it popped up. So I don't know how you do
you
that.
You just got to reset your view.
You know the little icon that has like your head view? I think has like a little helmet. I think you click that and you can reset it.
Oh, here I am. Back up on stage.
Oh yeah, I see. Okay, great.
So I have a question. We're almost out of time. We're coming up on an hour, but like I have a question for both of you. We've talked as much as we can really about Lawnmower Man that I can think of at the top, and that's something you guys had forgotten. But my podcast, and I'm going to let this go out to the audience in a moment too. This question is for you two. I mean, my podcast, it means I'll watch anything once, but are there movies that either of you, like a genre or a type of movie, or if it's made by anybody, is there a movie you choose to just avoid or not go see or don't like?
Yeah, that's a great question. Will,
answer? Well, I'm hesitant to watch deeply sad movies. Like when somebody's like, oh my God, this movie is so sad, it like ripped my heart out of my chest. I'm not excited to see it. Sometimes I'll end up seeing them and think they're great, but I'm a tough sell.
Okay. Yeah, and are you uncomfortable with your emotions? Is that why?
Yes, I'm.
You're
that's
a robot.
Exactly
you
right.
You are a robot.
Right on. Like, I didn't want to see Moonlight at first because I thought it was going to be just like an incredibly sad movie, and then I watched it, and it's not sad. It's this warm, loving movie. But I was worried about watching it because I thought I was going to get my heart shattered. And it's a great. I recommend Moonlight, but it is not nearly as sad as I feared.
Right.
Not that sad is bad or whatever, but.
No, but for you, it's, no, just, it's
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
kind of less comfortable to
too
watch.
Many, right? Too many feelings. Too many feelings.
Oh, Will.
Well, keep it stored up or just try to break through, man. Try to break through.
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to break through.
How about you, man?
I would say, well, I mean, there's definitely genres that I'm not interested in really, but I'll definitely go see a movie. I will say I one of... walk out on was Lars von Trier, The Antichrist. Has anybody
seen
that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't seen it,
that guy has issues.
Upsetting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I think...
You see Breaking the Waves?
No. I don't think I'm going to see any more of his movies.
I've only seen Melancholia, which I liked, though.
How was that? You liked that?
I think it's really good. Yeah. It's about depression, and I think it's very well done. And that might be somebody that...
He seems angry, man. I don't want to see his movies. Seems like he's trying to... I feel like his movies are like, what do you think of that? Huh? You scared to look
exactly.
at that?
Exactly.
You scared?
I agree with that.
And I'm like, I don't know.
That's how it feels to me, too. Ooh, we got some applause.
All right.
Lloyd was
breaking
like,
that, Lars von Trier.
Breaking the Waves is about...
Trier.
I mean, I saw it like 10 years ago, so I might have it wrong, but I think it's about a woman who is deeply in love with her husband, and he has a terrible accident. And then the more she gets abused and beaten up, the healthier he gets. That's what the movie's about.
Ooh.
And so she has to like sacrifice herself
it feels
to
like...
make him better, and it's weird.
Right. I find misogyny to be a running theme in a lot of his movies. Or some sort of anyway.
Just some sort of like.
So I'll avoid those.
I would say that I think that might be not present in Melancholia because I think Melancholia is about two female leads. And I think it's really more about just deep depression. And I being somebody that's actually dealt with depression, I think he hit it right on the head.
He hit it on the...
He looks like obviously he's a capable filmmaker in terms of making things look beautiful and communicating a story. It's just the stories he's interested in are, what's wrong with that dude? Like, that's all. It's like, I don't need to see it. It's a really well-told, fucked up story.
Yeah.
Exactly. Any others, Mary? You said that was just sort of like any other movies that, or
that's really the one that
you just
sticks
no
out
go.
To me. I can't really think of any off the top of my head. I'll definitely go see movies, especially if a friend is like, it's really good. I think I'll sort of wait for referrals. Sometimes if it's a movie I don't feel like compelled to see right away.
Dig that.
I don't have a hard line really with anything. Yeah.
Anybody out in the audience have like a hard line, like a genre or a type of movie you avoid at all costs? Anybody
on here?
A drug deal?
What's going on here? Friendship?
Like gore movies?
Great. Who's that? Who said that?
Yeah.
Alicia.
Yeah, gory movies.
Alicia. Yeah,
I don't
that.
Like... I wouldn't go to Saw. I haven't watched any of the Saw movies.
Right.
Definitely. I'm the same way.
Torture porn.
I don't mind if there's gore if it's in a good movie. Like, I liked Alien a great deal, and there's some really disturbing scenes in Alien, but it's a great movie.
Did either of you see Green Room this year?
Yes.
Very gory. Yes, great I film. Did.
I really
Whereas,
liked it.
Like, yeah. I think you're right, though. Like, Assange just doing it just to do it. It doesn't really have – the story's not good. It's just they're trying to find different ways to be gory. But, like, Green Room's like, oh, this is a
yeah.
great – yeah, shock, for shock. Whereas Green Room has this great story. It just happens to include yeah, gruesome moments.
This is me agreeing with you.
Great. Love it. I love agreeing.
Well, this is this like open what? Mic?
No, it's a podcast. Oh. We're doing a podcast.
Live podcast. We just we're interactive. It's alive. Who is asking
so
that?
You're like official performers.
Pretty much. I'm here with Will Hines and Mary Holland. My name is Mark.
Yeah. Okay. The skepticism in your voice.
I am an official performer.
Performer. Look her up, guys. Y'all have access.
The skepticism you have in your voice is what I tell myself every morning.
Exactly. Me too.
Go for it, guys. Go for it, guys. I'm ready for
Hello,
you.
IMDb.
Where are you? You're rooting for us? Oh my god. What the most condescending
Should
audience
we do an
ever.
Improv scene?
Yeah, can we yeah. do, should we do an improv scene?
What? Who said that? I love the improv.
Do something.
Who is it?
Come on, guys.
No, who said it? I want to know.
Can I get up there?
This guy
seriously.
Here? Oh, Shimron Elite?
Shimron Elite?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, can yeah. I get up on stage?
No.
Like, I'm a comedian?
No.
I'm a comedian. Can I get up on stage?
I feel like your natural position is to just maybe comment on what other people are doing.
We got a podcast.
Or go to the bathroom or something, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be really great.
Yeah. Or go and have another drink.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sure. I just don't have another one. I'm sorry. I ran out. I drank it all.
Listen. Where are you from, Shimron?
Should you be drinking and VRing at the same time?
No. I'm done already. Yeah, well, I drank it all.
Oh, great. So I drink some dry.
Well,
it's fine. I already drank it all.
Yes, Gail.
I'm from London.
Good note to end on.
You're from London?
That explains why all these cups are empty.
I'm from London originally. And you?
I'm in Los Angeles right now. Where are you right now?
Los Angeles. I went through there in the airport. They took my lighter away from me because it was like gasoline lighter.
You were probably mouthing off and they wanted to teach you a lesson. Well, where are you right now?
they found it in my bag. I didn't even know
you were asking
it.
For it. I'm on the side of the TSA. You were asking for it. What do you got right now?
It was the best lighter I ever had. I can't believe it. I hate those guys.
You weren't meant to have it. You weren't meant to have it. That's all there is to it.
I was willing to smoke. That's why I gave up smoking, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good for you.
All right. Well, I believe we're out of time, guys.
Okay.
That was fun.
This is a fun experiment for my
yes. podcast.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. I would wave to you, but I can't use my...
Thank you.
Oh, here
Mary's
we go.
The most charismatic of us.
Oh, what a nice audience. Thank you so much.
You're
very
nice.
Good seeing you.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Enjoy your show. Bye, guys.
Enjoy. Yes.
Bye. See you later. Okay, exit.
If you want more from my guests, you can follow Mary Holland on Twitter at mholland85, as well as Will Hines at Will Hines on Twitter as well. You can catch Mary Holland at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California at many great shows. I'll post all the links for those, but she performs at ASCAT, JV, This Is Not Funny, Wild Horses, as well as Wild Horses now has, I believe, a monthly run at the Largo in Los Angeles. I'll definitely post links to all the my guest shows. Also, check her out on many shows on TV, including Blunt Talk and the newest season of Veep she'll be appearing on. Really excited. That's one of my favorite shows, and to see one of my favorite performers on there is a bonus. With Will Hines, he has written an improv book that you should check out and buy called How to Be the Greatest Improviser on Earth. That is a wonderful improv read. Definitely purchase that, as well as his other book, Improv Nonsense, which is just all a published version of his great improv blog, also by the name of Improv Nonsense. You can see his great improv skills, as well as at AsCat, the Smokes, and at Fuckable Q&A at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, as well as check him out on many great shows on network television, as well as his new short film, Divorce Complex. Thank you all for listening. Remember, you can follow the podcast on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat under IWWAO, as well as you can follow the Tumblr, the Facebook page, as well as you can email the podcast at iwillwatchanythingonce@gmail.com. So thank you again for listening. Please share it with your friends, enemies, family, anybody that loves podcasts and movies. And please go onto iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. That brings more listeners. And remember, if you haven't seen it once, you can't complain.
Guard.
Let's do the wave.
So great, Will.
Whoa. You look like a normal person.
Yeah. Should I change?
Oh, is that you, Dave?
Ready?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Hey. Let's do the wave.
Hi, guys.
Hang on. I'm going to look. If you guys are going to be human, I'm going to be human, too.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardwalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.